Good morning.
Good morning.
早上好。
We apologize for being late.
我们非常抱歉晚了一些。
It has been some time since we have been in Vancouver.
我们离开温哥华已经好久了。
And the traffic was very busy this morning.
那今天早晨的这个车况非常拥挤。
We have come from Port Moody this morning, and we had to take a different route because there was problems with the roads.
我们从 Port Moody 来今天，但是因为原来定的那条路线已经出了一些状况，所以我们必须临时改路。
But we are very happy to be here and to be with you all.
我非常高兴今天能来，也跟大家有一起分享神的话。
My wife and I usually live in Africa.
我和我太太呢，我们平常都住在非洲。
And Mr. Peterson has visited us in Africa four times.
那个Eric弟兄呢，在过去很长一段时间拜访过非洲四次啊，来我们这里。
He was
somebody has to check up on them.
Eric说，总是要有人检查他们工作嘛。
He has been a very good help and a loving brother as he has come to visit us.
Eric是一个非常好的帮助者，也是很好、很爱主的人。
But I was born in Burnaby. I think most of you know where Burnaby is.
我是在本拿比出生的。
And then I grew up in North Vancouver.
然后呢，我是在北温长大的。
But God had to send me to Africa to find my wife.
上帝只能把我拆到非洲才能找到我的妻子。
And so we have been happily married for 23 years.
然后我们结婚到今天已经23年了。
And our two children were born in Africa also.
我们两个孩子也是在非洲出生的。
So that is just a little bit of introduction to help you to know where I come from.
然后就帮助大家知道我们是从哪里来，一个很简单的介绍。
Tell them where Lois comes from, too, maybe. So okay. They might be interested.
My wife is originally from the United States.
我太太是原来出生在美国。
But not from the West Coast, she is from almost the East Coast. So that is many thousands of kilometers away.
那不是在西岸，是在东岸，很远，几千公里以外。
So I would not have met her in Vancouver, and it would have been difficult to find her in the United States.
然后呢，我也不可能在温哥华遇到她，也很难在美国去找到她。
But God sent us to almost the same place in Africa, and that is where we met.
然后呢，上帝把我们派到了同一个非洲的地方，那我们在那里相遇了。
But even more important than knowing who I am or who my wife and I are is to know who God is.
但是比认识我是谁和我太太是谁更重要的一件事是认识上帝是谁。
So this morning, I want to think about five things that help us to understand what God is like.
那今天上午呢，我想分享五个点，来看一看上帝是怎么样的一位上帝。
So you can see on the screen, if you are wanting to follow, you can see the English words as we go along.
那大家可以看见屏幕上有个 PPT， 那上面有一些的内容，大家可以跟着这个内容往下走。
So we want to learn five important truths or facts about God.
那今天呢，我们要先看五个非常重要的事实，关乎神的事实。
So the first thing that I want us to learn that is important to know about God is that God knows everything.
那今天第一件呢，让我们需要知道的神最重要的事情是神。 是全知的，神知道所有的事。
God knows how many stars are in the sky.
上帝知道，在天上有多少颗星星。
When we look out with our eyes at night, in Vancouver it is difficult to see, but in places where there are not so many lights, you can see many, many stars.
在一些晚上气候好的地方，天气好的地方， 我们能够往天上看，会看见无数的星星。
And when they use a telescope to be able to look out further, they see there are even more stars.
当人们用望远镜往更远的地方看的时候，他们能看见更多的星星。
And then they made a huge telescope to go in outer space. They call it the Hubble telescope.
然后呢，人们又做了一个更大的望远镜，叫哈勃望远镜，来看远方的天空。
And when they send the pictures from the telescope back to Earth, they are amazed to see that there are so many more stars than what we ever thought.
然后当他们用这个照片，哈勃望远镜拍回来的照片看的时候，在远处的太空里还有更多的星星，是非常非常的奇妙。
Now, I think it is difficult to even say the number. There are, that for each person that lives on the Earth, that each one of us could have thousands of stars just to ourselves, if they were all divided out to everyone.
然后我们就很难去说这个数字了，我们只用一个很简单的这个比方，就像地上每一个人都能分一部分星星的话，分到每个人的星星都是无以计数的。
And they have counted on the earth there are about 7 billion people.
我们都知道地上我们人是数得过来有70亿人。
Maybe about 1 billion in China.
可能中国有超过10亿人。
So, with each person in China having 10,000 stars, you could see that there are many, many stars.
那我们可以说呢，比方说任何一个中国人都能分到10万颗星星，那你这个是一个非常非常庞大的数字。
But not only does God know how many stars there are, the Bible tells us He calls each one by name.
那圣经告诉我们呢，他不但知道，上帝不但知道有多少颗星，而且他按照名字叫每一颗星。
So if He knows what is out there, out in the sky, then He also knows everything here on earth.
如果他都知道在外太空的所有的事情，所有的星星他也知道在地球上一切的人。
In Psalm 139, if you have a Bible, you can even turn to Psalm 139.
那在诗篇的139篇。
And here the man that wrote this Psalm was amazed at all the things that God knows about him.
然后呢，诗篇的作者在这里，告诉我们，神知道关乎他一切的事。
So Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
And here it says, O Lord, you have searched me and know me.
然后第一节说呢，耶和华啊，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
So God looks, He is interested in what we are doing.
那上帝呢，他看，他也非常想知道，或者说他对我们所有的一切他都感兴趣。
He cares about what is happening with us.
他也在乎我们身上发生的一切事。
And He knows everything about us.
他也知道关于我们身上一切的事。
Because He is the one that has given us the ability to see.
他是那一位给我们能力去看的。
And He has given different people different kinds of gifts or abilities.
他也给不同的人不同的能力。
My daughter is an artist and she can draw beautiful paintings.
那我的女儿是一个艺术家画家，她能做画不同的画。
And that is easy for her to do.
这个对她来说是非常容易的。
But it is difficult for me.
对我就很难了。
I can fix things, I can make things, but drawing is difficult for me.
对，我是对工程比较熟，我能够修东西，我能做东西，但是让我画一样什么东西，我就比较难了。
And my wife is a very good teacher.
我的太太呢，是个非常好的老师。
And she knows the English language well.
她也非常英语非常好。
I am not very good in English. I often spell words wrong.
我的英语不咋地，我经常拼字都拼错了。
I'm glad I have a computer to fix it, or I'm glad I have a wife so that she can read my letters and fix what I have made wrong.
所以我经常或者有一个电脑能够自动给我纠错，或者很好有个太太她能帮我看一下我到底错在哪里。
So God has given her that ability.
上帝给了她她那样的能力。
And he's given a different ability to my daughter.
也给了我女儿不同的能力。
And a different ability to me.
不同的能力给了我。
But each one of us has been given abilities.
但是每一个我们每一个人都上帝给了我们能力。
And so he is interested to see what we do with the abilities that he has given us.
所以他非常愿意看见我们用我们从上帝得的那个能力去做什么事情。
Verse 2 of Psalm 139 says, You know me when I sit down and when I rise up.
那第二节说呢，我坐下我起来你都晓得。
So it shows the interest that God has in what we are doing when we are resting or when we are being active.
所以这里让我们看见无论我们干什么坐下还是起来我们做事情神都愿意要晓得我们的事情。
And verse 3 says that he even knows our thoughts.
然后呢他二节后面呢他说他甚至从远处知道我的意念。
How can God know what we are thinking?
上帝怎么会知道我们在想什么呢?
I cannot see what you are thinking. Maybe sometimes when you are smiling, I can see, oh, you are happy about something. Or if you are sad, then you, oh, I can see that in your face a little bit. But God knows what we are thinking.
那上帝怎么能知道人的心思意念?我们人是不知道的。比方说我呢,我比如我看,我最多能看见你笑了,我可能知道你里面是比较高兴，看见你，脸沉下来是里面是不高兴，但是呢，我不能知道确切的你里面的心思意念是什么。
My cell phone has helped me to understand a little bit of how God can know our thoughts.
我的手机呢，能帮着我哈，能够理解一点为什么上帝能够知道我们的心思意念。
You know how a cell phone can be used through Bluetooth to speak to a radio, and then music can be played from your phone without a wire.
你都知道这个每一个手机啊，现在智能手机都有蓝牙，这个蓝牙呢都能直接连到那个其他的机器上去，那那边在放音乐，你的这个手机也能放，虽然你没有一根线连着。
Or you can send a picture from your phone to someone else's phone.
然后呢，你通过蓝牙，你能把这个手机的照片去发到另外一个手机上，两个手机也没有连着。
And this has helped me to understand how God can look in my mind because he has something greater than Bluetooth to be able to look in my mind. So when I am thinking, it is letting him know what I am thinking.
所以这里能够帮助我更好的了解一点点上帝怎么样能够知道我的心思意念呢，他肯定比所谓的蓝牙要智能要大能的多，所以当我在想什么的时候他是知道的。
So I need to be careful what I am thinking, otherwise God knows when I'm being bad.
所以我想什么的时候我最好要稍微要谨慎一点，因为我知道我想这些上帝都在看着呢。
But God is not only looking to see if I'm being bad, he is happy when I am being good.
上帝不只是说呢检查我心思意念不好的时候，他是很高兴当我心思意念很好的时候，他非常高兴。
Sometimes I pray out loud with my voice and talk to him.
很多时候呢我会祷告很大声的向他说话。
But because God knows my thoughts, when I am praying even without saying a word, God knows what I am saying to him.
所以正是因为上帝知道我们的心思意念，所以即使我没有出声的大声的祷告，我在心里说的他都知道的。
It is wonderful that God is so much greater than what we are.
所以这是非常棒的，上帝比我们现在所知的那个要大能的多。
And that he cares about what we are thinking and what we are doing.
而且他在乎我们所想和所行的。
The verse 3 says,You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
然后第三节说呢，我行路我躺卧你都细查，你也深知我一切所行的。
And so God, as I said before, cares about what we are doing.
所以上帝就像我们刚才所说的，他在乎我们所做的一切事。
And he would like to help me with what I am doing.
他也愿意在我们所行的事上帮助我们。
For you that have children, you know what it is like when your children are growing up.
所以当你们有孩子啊，你们都知道孩子长大的时候，你们都慢慢开始知道他要做什么。
And you see your child trying to do something that is difficult, and you want to help them.
当你看见他要去做一件有点难、超过他能力事情的时候，做妈妈和爸爸的一定会上去想去帮助他。
And sometimes a child says no, they don't want help, even though they do not realize that they really need help.
所以有的时候孩子会有一种什么反应呢？他说不要，我不要这个帮助，即使他。没有认识到其实他在这个境况里是很需要帮助的时候，他的反应会说我不要你的帮助。
And that is how it is with us. Sometimes we try doing things on our own when we really need his help.
这是我们常有的境况，就是我们其实处在一些我很需要帮助的时候，但我们会说这我不要，我不要这个帮助。
But he usually doesn't force himself on us.
但是呢，我们的主呢，上帝他常常不是把他的能力硬加给我们身上。
He usually waits until we ask for his help.
他一直耐心地等候，直到我们跟他说我需要帮助。
And that is why Mr. Peterson is able to do some things that other people are not able to do.
这就为什么 Eric 能做一些其他人做不了的事。
Because he asks God for help and God helps him.
因为呢，他问神要帮助，神就帮助他。
It is a little bit like the motor car.
这就像一个摩托车一样。
We can have a motor car and we can try to move that motor car with our own strength, but it doesn't go very fast.
我们可以有辆摩托车，然后我们使劲的推着它走，但它走的不是太快。
But if you put the key in and turn on the ignition and get the motor started, then it can go easily.
但你把钥匙火点着，然后你一转油门，它就跑得很快了。
And when we try to do some things on our own, it is like pushing the motor car.
那我们自己常常用自己的力去做事的时候，就像用自己的力去推一辆摩托车一样。
But when we ask God, it is like turning on the motor and then getting His strength to help us.
然后我们请祷告祈求神的时候呢，就是你把摩托车火点着了，他那个力就大了。
So it is nice that God is willing to help us if we ask him for help.
所以这是非常好的，我们知道神愿意帮助我们，所以我们要去请求他的帮助。
And then in verse 4, it says, Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
四节说呢，耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
And so God cares about what we say.
所以上帝在乎我们所说的。
And he is happy when we say good things.
他非常高兴当我们说好的事情的时候。
But he is sad when we say bad things.
但是他会忧伤当我们说不好的事情的时候。
And this verse also helps us to understand that God knows the future.
那这个经文也帮助我们知道呢，上帝知道未来。
Because he says, even before I speak, God knows what I am going to say.
所以他说，即使我开口以前呢，上帝也知道我要说的东西。
So we see God is amazing.
所以我们看见上帝是很奇妙的。
He is very great. So to continue on with this, this important, fact about God, that he knows everything,In the book of Matthew, that is in the New Testament, in chapter 10 and verse 30, it says, But even the hairs of your head are all numbered.
那为了更好地了解上帝知道一切的事呢，我们再读一小段经文，就是马太福音新约的第一卷书，马太福音的十章三十节。马太福音十章三十节。我帮大家用中文读一下。那这句经文是说呢，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。这是耶稣对门徒们和跟从他的人说的。
If you try to count the hairs on my head, it would be easier than counting on other people's head, because I don't have much left. It is getting quite thin.
所以如果你来点我头上的头发呢，会相对容易一点，因为我头上的头发掉了很多，比很多这个头发浓密的人少了很多。
But even then, it is still quite a job to count how many hairs I have on my head. I don't even know how many hairs.
但即便如此，你会发现，就算数我头上的头发也是一件很困难的事情，因为还是这个数量还是非常多的。
But God cares about us in such a detailed way that He even knows how many hairs we have on our head.
所以上帝用这个来表达如此的细节，就是。甚至他知道我们有多少根头发来表达他对我们的全知。
And so he knows that whether I lost 10 or 20 hairs yesterday, that he knows even that.
所以他甚至会知道我昨天是不是又多掉了20根、10根头发啊。
But this verse shows us that God cares about every detail of our lives.
这里看得出呢，上帝在乎我们生命当中的每一个细节。
So,In summary of this point, because God knows all things, we can learn what is right from Him. We can learn what is true.
所以正是因为上帝知道所有的事，所以我们能够学习，从他那学习所有的真理。
Because not everyone tells the truth.
因为不是每一个人都能够告诉你真理。
Today in school,The teachers are teaching some things that they know and some things that they think that they know.
今天在学校里呢，老师教导的是认为一些事情他知道，或者是再教一些他认为知道，但其实他并不是知道。
They don't always know because they were not there to see what happened 1,000 years ago.
原因是呢，他们并不是说在一千年前站在那，他看见了这些事是真的。
But God was there 1,000 years ago, so He knows, and He can tell us the truth.
那上帝呢，在一千年前，他是经历的，所以他知道这一切的事，可以告诉我们。
So God is the best person for us to learn from because He only teaches us the truth.
所以上帝是那最好的老师，我们去学习的，因为他会把一切的事都告诉我们，因为他知道真理。
And because he knows everything, he can help us in every situation.
所以正是因为他知道所有的事，所以我们在一切的环境里，他都能帮助我们。
So that was the first truth.
这是第一个真理。
The second truth that I want us to learn is that God is all wise.
第二个呢，是上帝是全智的。
Wisdom
智慧啊
is the right application of truth.
那智慧是特别好的一个真理的应用啊。
Or the right application of knowledge.
或者说一个正确的知识的应用啊。
Some people can have a lot of knowledge, but they are not wise in applying that knowledge.
那有的人可能会有很多的知识，但是他并不很善于应用这些知识。
But God is all wise.
但是上帝是全智的。
In the book of Isaiah in chapter 55, it says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
那以赛亚书55章，旧约的以赛亚书。55章的8节那到9节是这么说的耶和华说我的意念非同你们的意念我的道路非同你们的道路
I'll give you a moment to find it in your Bible
对我们有一点时间来找到这节经文旧约的以赛亚书这本蓝本的圣经是1200页旧约的1200页八节到九节。
So once again, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. That was verse 8.
对， 八节说我的意念，耶和华说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
第九节呢，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
You can maybe imagine of a grade 2 student doing mathematics.
你可以想象一个二年级的学生去算算数。
And they have been asked to add 4 and add another 4.
然后他被要求了一个四位数加一个四位数。
And so the child maybe goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then he knows the answer is 8.
抱歉，他说的是四加四。然后呢，这个孩子可能会做一件什么事呢？他就数指头，数了四个指头以后，他就知道是八。
But a high school student, he doesn't go like this anymore. He just says 4 plus 4 is 8.
但是如果是个高中生，他就不会再这么干了。他就直接说呢，四加四就等于八。
And in many ways, that is how it is for us. We are doing in life.Like this, but God knows the answer already.
嗯，然后很多方面呢，我们也是这样的。我们在处理自己的事情的时候，在生命当中就是这个数指头，但是上帝他是一下他就知道这个答案是什么。
And not only does He know the answer, He knows the best way.
他不但知道答案，他也知道最好的路。
Like with our lives, how we should live. You know, everybody lives a little bit different.
就像我们每一个人的生命都是不一样的，那我们该怎么样去活自己的生命？
And you see some people, they have very few problems.
但你看见有一些人呢，他们的麻烦特别少。
And today as we were driving here through Vancouver, we saw some people, they have had a very difficult life.
今天我们从远处开车进城的时候，我们看见有些人他真的是有一个特别艰难的生活。
We saw some sitting on the sidewalk with a little bit of food and maybe some cardboard.
我们看见有人坐在人行道上，可能有一点点食物，然后有块板子靠着。
That is not the way that God wanted them to live.
那不是上帝希望他们活的方式。
But because of the difficulties in their lives and because maybe they did not learn the way God wants them to live,then they are suffering like that.
那正是因为他们可能没有明白神的道，也是不明白神想让他们做的事情，然后他们就一直在这个苦难当中。
I have had a very great privilege.
我很荣幸呢。
When I was 12 years old, I heard that God wanted me to come to know him.
我很荣幸在12岁的时候我能够听见神的福音，直到神要我到他那里去。
And so, because I was given the privilege to learn about God when I was 12 years old, it has helped me my whole life.
所以正是因为我有这样的机会和荣幸，在12岁以后能够学习明白神的话，圣经呢，在我未来的一生当中一直帮助我。
Or at least from when I was 12 years old until now.
直到至少啊，从12岁到今天啊，是这样。
And so as I saw my friends in high school getting into difficulties, I was spared from many of those difficulties because the Bible was showing me the right way to live.
所以我能够看见我的同学，那些高中同学们他们在今天进到了很多很多的艰难困苦里去。我很高兴我能够躲掉的原因，就是因为这本圣经告诉了我什么是对的路。
SoGod's ways are higher. He knows the best way.
那神的路呢是更高的，他知道那最好的。
And so we have the benefit of being able to learn asking him, just like a child can ask, Mummy, how should I do this? And then because you are wiser, you can help your child.
那我们有一个特别好的权利，或者我们很荣幸能够直接跟神说呢，我该怎么做？这就像一个孩子。当他需要帮助的时候，他就说：“妈妈，我该怎么做？”然后妈妈也特别愿意把正确的路告诉他。
And so, in the same way, when we get to know God, we can ask God, and He can show us the best way.
所以，一样的方式，当我们需要帮助的时候，我们就会问神，他也会像母亲一样帮助我。
Let's look at another verse that talks about God's wisdom.
那我们再看一段经文，讲神的权智。
In the book of Romans, in chapter 11,
罗马书十一章，新约。
This is a book that the Apostle Paul wrote to a group of Christians in the city of Rome.
这个是保罗写给罗马的一群信徒的书信。
Paul had learned many things from God.
保罗从上帝呢学了很多东西。
Things that other people had not known until God gave it to Paul to tell to other people.
那很多呢是其他的神的孩子们都没有领受的，但是上帝托付给保罗，保罗告诉了大家。
And so this is how Paul, the Apostle Paul, described God's knowledge and wisdom.
那这个是使徒保罗来描述神的智慧和能力知识。
He said, Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
那十章三十三节。深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难寻。
How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
他的判断何其难寻，他的踪迹何其判断何其难测，踪迹何其难寻。
It is a little bit like looking out into the sky.
这就像有一点看那个天空。
When we look out with just our eyes, we can see the stars that are there.
如果我们只是用肉眼看呢，就看见星星在那里。
But no matter how big a telescope, they keep finding that there are even more stars out there.
那不管你有多大的望远镜，你继续看，你还会看见更多的星星。
And so as we get to know God and learn about His wisdom, we learn a little bit about His wisdom.
所以当我们每一次接近上帝，我们想要知道他的智慧呢，每次都能多知道一些。
But then as we learn more about God, we see, oh, he is even wiser than I had realized before.
当我们每次多知道一些呢，我们就又会多发现一点，就他比我想的还要更智慧，更深，更广。
And Mr. Peterson, he does not look so old, but he is an old man.
Eric 弟兄，他看起来不老，其实他已经是个很老的人了。
And he has been learning about God for many years.
但是呢，他已经学习了神的话很多很多年了。
But the more he studies about God, the greater he sees that God's wisdom is.
但他每越深的明白神的话，他更看见神的话是深不可测。
And that is for me also. I am amazed at how wonderful and how wise God is.
我也是一样。那我很吃惊的发现神是多么的美好，多么的深，不可测。
When I first got to know God, I only understood a little bit of His wisdom.
当我刚开始接触神的时候，我只知道一点点神的智慧。
But with each year, I see more of His the greatness of His wisdom.
然后每往前呢，我越来越深的认识到，不但认识神的知识，更认识到他的知识是深不可测的。
And my mind is not big enough to be able to understand all of God's wisdom.
所以我的脑子是不够大去理解所有关于他的事情。
So I am thankful that I can talk to God and I can ask Him, what should I do with this problem?
所以我非常高兴我能够跟他说，来问他我该怎么处理这个麻烦。
And God is happy to be able to help us.
那上帝也非常高兴来帮助我们。
So because God is all wise, He can show us the best way to do everything.
那正是神是非常全善的，所以他能够给我们知道最好的路。
So that is the secondTruth that I wanted to ask.
这是第二个全智的。第一个是全知，第二个是全智智慧。
Eric, what time is the break supposed to be?
Maybe a quarter to.
Yeah, a quarter to eleven.
Okay, very good. Then we'll go into another point.
Yeah, quarter to eleven.
Go quarter to eleven and have break for maybe
15 minutes.
15.
Yeah.
Okay. So the third point.Is that God is all powerful?
那第三个点呢，是神是全能的。
in the Bible, there are many different names or titles for God.
在圣经里呢，讲到神，它有很多的名称。
And one of the names that is used for God is that He is the Almighty.
那有一个用描述他的名字，就是 Almighty， 就是他是大能者。
In the Hebrew language, it was the word Shaddai.
希伯来语呢，用的就是 Shaddai 这个词。
I don't know what it is like in Chinese. Is there a name in Chinese for Almighty?
Almighty, yeah, 就是大能者。
Oh, okay.
大能者，全能者，对。
So Job, a man that was a godly man, a man who loved God, said this.
那约伯是神所爱的一个仆人，那他是这么说的，约伯记37:23。
That is in Job chapter 37.
约伯记37，旧约的约伯记。37:23。
Just before the book of Psalms.
是诗篇前面的。37:23，对。
Job chapter 37, and we want to look at verse 23.
23节，对。
So Job said, "The Almighty is beyond our reach and exalted in power."
那约伯说呢，论到全能者，我们不能测度，他大有能力。
We could say that God's great power shows that He is greater than we are.
所以我们能说呢，上帝那个特别大的能力来显明给我们看呢。他有多么的伟大。
In British Columbia, we have problems with forest fires right now.
那像今天呢，在那个 BC 省呢，我们会有很多的森林大火。
And some of the fires are so big that the firemen do not know what to do to put those fires out.
有的森林大火大到一个程度呢，那消防局是没有办法再去处理它。
They take airplanes and bring water and they try to pour it onto the fire.
所以他那个由直升机呢带了大量的水想去把这个火给灭了。
And they send many men in to be able to fight the fire.
所以他政府也派了很多的人，很多消防员去跟那个森林火做斗争。
But if God just brought in some clouds and put some rain on it, it would be very easy for God. He would not even be perspiring.
然后呢，如果上帝只是拉过一片云来，然后这片云下了雨，一切就都解决了。上帝甚至做这件事情都不用像人一样出点汗，擦擦汗。
So that which is very difficult for us or even impossible for us, God is able to do easily.
所以神在我们人觉得已经很难很难几乎不可能的事情上，上帝很容易就能解决。
Last year there was a big fire in Alberta and it had destroyed thousands of homes.
那去年呢，在阿尔伯塔呢，有一个特别大的火烧了很多的人家。
But if the people of Alberta in other places, if they had really humbled themselves and instead of thinking, oh, we will put out the fire, if instead they asked God and say, God, this is too big for us. We are not able to do it. We need your help. And then if they, as a large group of people, then asked for God's help, God could have sent the rain in there and put out the fire easily.
如果所有的人他们不是说我要自己来解决这个问题，如果全部的人，大部分的人都谦卑自己，说我们做不到，我们一起来祷告，说主啊，你来，上帝啊，你来帮助我们，帮助我们把这个火灭了，完全有可能我们能看见是另外一个场景，是个上帝会有雨下来。
In the Bible, we read about times when the people that were trusting in God were in a great difficulty.
因为我们在圣经里有好几次这样的例子， 当人在特别巨大的艰难里面，人转向神，信靠神。
One time the city, of the people of God was, they woke up in the morning and then they saw that there was a large army that was coming against them.
那比如有一次神的子民们，以色列人，他们一清早起来发现有一大群的敌军已经到城下了。
And they looked and they counted and they saw that they were very few compared to the enemy, the people coming against them.
然后他们自己数了一数自己的人，发现根本不是一个数量级的。
And so the king told his people that they should not eat that day, but instead that they should ask God for help.
所以这个王呢，那一天就告诉他的子民说，我们今天要禁食，一起来跟神祷告，求他的帮助。
And so God told them not to be afraid.
然后上帝就告诉他们不要害怕。
And the next day, they went out and they found that the enemy had already been killed.
然后第二天呢，他们再起来看见整个外面的敌人都被杀死了。
And they were amazed because they could not have defeated that enemy.
他们非常吃惊，因为他们靠着自己是做不到这么杀死所有敌人。
And so, because of these, this history, we can know the way that God does things.
所以从这些历史我们就知道神是怎么样做事情的。
That God is very powerful, but he is waiting for us to ask for his help.
神是非常有能力，但是他在等候我们去他面前请求帮助。
And so, because that king called his people to pray to God and recognize that God was powerful and they asked for his help, he helped them.
所以这个王呢，他在等候，这个王是带领他的民众禁食来求那个上帝来帮助他们。
And then because God did that, he showed how powerful he was.
然后上帝通过帮助他们来显明他是多大能。
In the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1,
那在创世纪的一章一节呢，
there is a little verse, but it tells us a lot.
这里有个很小的经文，但是它告诉我们很多的事情。
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪第一卷书一章一节说，起初神创造天地。
Now, this table here, I could pick up this table by myself, one table. But if you were to put two or three tables on there, I would no longer be able to pick it up.
那这个桌子那我一个人呢，我能够拎得起来。但如果你把两三张放在这个一起呢，我大概就拿不动了。
But it is no problem for God to pick up the whole, building here.
对神来说呢，把整个建筑物拿起来都是很容易的。
That he is able to move the earth to where it should be, or the sun, or the moon. He holds all those things in their places.
然后他能够把地把星球把太阳挪到这该有的地方去。
And this verse really helps us with those first three things. One, that God knows everything. You cannot make something very complicated unless you have a lot of knowledge.
所以这样的一句话呢，它有三件事都表明出来。第一，上帝知道所有的事情。因为如果你不是一开始有计划，你这么复杂的事情你不可能能够做得到的。
But knowledge is not enough. You also have to have wisdom if you want to make it function well.
那不单有知识，你还要有智慧，因为你要让这些系统能够运行得很完美很完整，你肯定是要有特别大的智慧在一开始做计划。
We can see that with some of the automobiles.
因为我们可以用一个例子，就像汽车。
One company that makes automobiles last a long time.
那比如一个公司造了一辆汽车，它能够跑很久。
But some other vehicles, some other automobiles, they look the same, but they do not last as long.
那另外一辆一个公司造的汽车呢，看起来是一模一样，那跑一阵就不行了。
So there was more wisdom being used to be able to make the one motor car than it was for the other one.
所以呢，这两辆汽车里面呢，那跑得久的那个里面呢，肯定智慧的成分要大。 那跑不久的那个呢，就智慧成分要小。
And if you take a look at this body that God has made for us, it is amazing.
如果你看，我们这个身体，上帝给我们造的非常奇妙。
The doctors have been studying for many years to be a doctor, and yet they only know a little bit about our bodies.
那即使一个医生，他学了很多很多年，他能够才能成为医生，他也只是知道我们身体的一部分。
Sometimes a person can go to the doctor, and the doctor says, "Well, I think maybe you have this problem," but he is not sure. Sometimes.
有的时候我们到医院去呢，那个医生说，我猜可能你有这个问题，我也不是特别确实。
But God knows everything about us.
但神知道我们一切的事。
He was the one. I am amazed that when I work, I often get cut, or you know, if I'm trying to fix something and my hand slips and I hit a piece of metal and I'm bleeding, but after 2 weeks, I'm looking where did I get cut?
那我在做工的时候呢，我经常会伤到手，有的时候会流血。但是过了两个礼拜呢，我会看，哎，我的伤口在哪里呢？已经好了。
But if with my motor car, if I hit a tree, it does not fix itself.
但如果是我的摩托车呢，我撞树了，它自己不会好的。
But thankfully, you know, my body is still functioning quite well despite all the different challenges that I have put it into.
所以。但是我很感谢呢，就是即使我碰到很多的困难、麻烦的时候，我的身体依然是有很好的功能。
Brother Peterson wrote to me one time, and he said, "I am praying for you, and I think God has two angels assigned to you."
然后 Eric 弟兄有一次给我写信说呢，我在为你祷告，我相信一定有两个天使正在保护你。
Because God has rescued me from many difficult situations.
因为上帝把我从很多很多艰难的环境里救出来。
So here as we look at this verse that God has created the heavens and the earth, we see he has great knowledge, he has great wisdom, and he had to have infinite power to be able to hold all these things and to make all these things to function the way that they are working together.
所以起初神创造天地就告诉我们全部这三件事是神要知道一开始，而且他有这个智慧造出有功能的，而且他有这个能力让这一切的事情能够做下去，能够运行。
So because God is all powerful, he can help us with anything.
那正是因为神是全能的，所以他能够在一切的事情上帮助我们。
What is impossible for us is possible for God.
我们在我们人所在人不能的，在神就可以了，凡事都能。
So I think that we will pause there before we go into the next point and give you a few minutes to take in what we have already.
那我们先暂停一下，有个很短的休息的时间，我们等会儿开始下半场。
Yes, yeah. Are there any questions?
有没有什么问题吗？到现在为止。
I was thinking about the angel said God had to bring to protect Bert, and I believe Lois is one of the angels.
我在想这个神要差这个天使去保护 Bert 啊，那我觉得 Lois 他太太就是差来天使之一啊。
Yes, she helps to balance me out. That sometimes when I am doing something and maybe it is not a good idea, she helps to balance me so that I am not doing something foolish.
所以我太太能够帮我很好的平衡很多事情，尤其是让我避免做一些很愚蠢的这个事情。
As we can see, she is writing a song on the board. And I think she is wanting us to sing this song.To remind us of the way that
他在写一首圣诗在黑板上啊，我们一会儿可能会一起唱这首圣诗。Yeah. Actually, you said, Bert had ever said he's immortal until the Lord.
Yeah, that's right. You're saying is you're immortal until the Lord takes you, isn't that?
Well, let's put it this way: I don't have to fear because he is looking after me.
Yeah.
We did so. You told me that. I was impressed.
Yes.
其实，布尔弟兄其实讲过一个我也很印象深刻的话，就是我们在主带我们离开这里地上之前，我们是不朽的，我们是不死的。 是无所畏惧的。
We have many stories of our life in Africa, where God has rescued us from many different things.
不知不，那么结束。
So we try this one?
Yes, we were learning that God is